Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Both the U.S. Senate and House have rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. Speaking to reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased both sides agreed to an extension.
We are really grateful that tonight, in bipartisan fashion, with overwhelming majority of votes, we passed the American Relief Act of 2025. This is a very important piece of legislation. It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us.
The bill drops President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed into the night to finish early Saturday, just after the midnight deadline.
I think that the bottom line is that this would have been a very unfortunate time to add the debt limit to any agreement, any CR, and I'm very glad we didn't.
Earlier on Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden had already pledged to quickly sign a bipartisan budget agreement. A senior local Russian official says a Ukrainian attack on a town in Russia's Kursk region using U.S.-supplied missiles has killed 6 people, including a child. The claim came hours after Ukrainian authorities said a Russian ballistic missile attack on Kyiv killed at least 1 person and wounded 12 others. The Biden administration says it has decided not to pursue a $10 million reward it had offered for the capture of a Syrian rebel leader whose forces helped ouster President Bashar Assad. The announcement followed a meeting in Damascus on Friday between the top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East, Barbara Leaf, and Ahmad al-Shara, the leader of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, who was once aligned with al-Qaeda. HTS remains designated a foreign terrorist organization. Leaf told reporters that al-Shara had committed to renouncing terrorism, and as a result, the U.S. will no longer offer the reward. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's tariffs list has gotten longer.
President-elect Trump adds Europe to the list of U.S. trade partners he's threatening with tariffs. Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
Elon Musk, the billionaire ally of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, has praised the far-right Alternative for Germany party ahead of the election due to be held in Germany early next year. More from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
The Alternative for Germany party, or AfD, is polling in second place ahead of the country's February 23rd election. The party wants to leave the European Union and end support for Ukraine. Federal investigators have labelled it as a suspected extreme right organisation, which the AfD rejects. In his latest intervention into European politics Friday, Elon Musk, the American tech billionaire and ally of US President-elect Donald Trump, posted on X that only the AfD can save Germany. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's chances of staying on in power have become more tenuous after the opposition party that backed his government for years said it will vote no confidence in the government when Parliament resumes. An embattled Trudeau reshuffled his cabinet Friday, but whether he will step aside in the coming days or weeks remains an open question. The World Health Organization and the Rwandan government have declared the outbreak in Rwanda of the Ebola-like Marburg fever over after no new cases were registered in recent weeks. The country first declared the outbreak on September 27th and reported a total of 15 deaths and 66 cases, with a majority of those affected healthcare workers who handled the first patients. Without treatment, Marburg can be fatal, and up to 88% of people who fall ill with the disease, an outbreak is considered over after 42 days elapsed without registering new cases and all existing cases testing negative. Rwanda discharged the last Marburg patient on November 8th. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.